I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. It's only June, but the word for Colorado is dry. After last year's abundant rainfall, the latest crop progress and condition report may be a harbinger of another bout of widespread drought. Bill Meyer is director of the Colorado National Agricultural Statistics Service field office.
Condition ratings for winter wheat, they're rated at 29% good, 2% excellent, and that compares to last year at this time when it was 55% good and 24% excellent, which is really unfortunate. You know, they kind of had a rough winter and then a dry spring. We did get some intermittent showers throughout the eastern part of the state, but we still need some more moisture now. The pasture range condition, 34% good compared to 67% good and 15% excellent last year at this time. People have been able to get a lot of the planting done. Our dry beans are 75% planted, which is well ahead of normal. Our sorghum is 68% planted. Sunflowers are 78% planted, which is well ahead of normal also.
The report's soil moisture rating shows topsoil rated at 25% adequate compared to 85% adequate and 2% surplus a year ago.
Yeah, we need some moisture out here. And then, you know, now it's hot again.
Colorado's winter wheat yield forecast now at 38 bushels per acre. That's down 11 bushels per acre from last year's final record yield. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.